Okay, moving on to part two, whey protein. Okay, in part one, I talked about some manufacturers, Glanbia, which is the largest, Davisco, which holds the patent on ion exchange whey protein isolate. Now, what are some other manufacturers? Okay, another big one is Fonterra, okay, based in New Zealand. They sell great whey protein concentrate, whey protein isolate. They have some hydrolyzed proteins that are okay. Okay, so if you want a New Zealand whey protein, that would be it. Milk Specialties, then Milk Specialties is the U.S. So after that, essentially you have whey protein companies that are just taking whey protein and using a microfiltration process and creating protein powders. Your specialty ones, the better ones, I feel, are in Europe. Okay, like my German whey isolate, that's a great one. There's also DMV, which is another Netherlands company, and a couple more that make some great protein powders. The Europeans will make like a more, I would say, like almost like a craft beer. They'll make, as opposed to the U.S. companies that are more like Budweiser and Miller Lite, if I could explain it that way. They'll I don't know, for some reason the European products, they just perform a little better. Okay, so that's really where what you want to look for, and that's the key to buying whey protein. It's really known who manufactures it. Okay, so moving on to how to buy whey protein. Okay, back in the day when I first started, it was protein percentage. Okay, you want to take those protein grams and divide it by the serving size grams. Okay, so it'll be, you know, say the protein per serving is 20 divided by the serving size is 30, and that'll leave you with about whatever, 80% protein, something like that. And that's really what you want to look for. Now, I've always recommended buying protein powders plain. That's really the best thing to do. This way you're paying for protein powder and you're not paying for flavoring. Okay? Not only that, but flavoring is just bad for you. You know, I wrote an article about who decided that whey protein powder should be milkshakes. Okay? Why are they milkshakes? Okay? And this just lowers the quality of your whey protein. So buy your protein powder plain and flavor it yourself. Okay? Quit being a baby about, oh, I need to taste like vanilla. I need to taste like, you know, flavored Fruit Loops. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Okay? So buy your protein powders plain and get used to drinking stuff without sweetness, okay? The quicker that you can get yourself off artificial sweeteners and sugar and stevia, same thing, the healthier, leaner, more muscular you're going to be. Take my word for it. You will definitely be leaner when you start avoiding artificial sweeteners and sugar, without question. Okay, so you want to buy your whey protein powders plain. So how do you know what's a good protein powder? Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, I feel that the whey protein powder industry is most of the time when you buy protein powders, they're going to be good. Okay? But the problem is that you have to know who you're buying these proteins from. I mean, with the technology nowadays, you should be able to contact the owner of a company and they should tell you where their whey protein powder comes from. Okay? They really should. And there's no reason they shouldn't be. You're putting it into your body. So, you know, you want to be able to know where it comes from. If you call and ask me, I would tell you most of the time. Unless it's like a specialty protein that I have that nobody else can find or nobody else can get, I'm not going to tell you. But like Pepto-Pro, for example, full disclosure, comes from DSM. Okay, it's a Dutch company. Okay, so you should know this. Hydrolyzed proteins, different subject. I'll get into that later. But you should know where your protein powders are coming from, not just taking the supplement company's word for it. Okay, so they should be able to tell you. Now, if they can't tell you, that means that they're buying it from a contract manufacturer, and the contract manufacturer won't tell them. Okay, the contract manufacturer won't tell them. So then they have no control of their protein powder, and I would pass on that one. But when you buy your protein powder, you should know where it comes from, and if you don't, pass away, because there's just you know, especially you could just buy it from my company, number one. I mean, I sell the best in the world, and I sell it for a very good price. But I don't know, if you don't like to buy it from me, then there's, I don't know, I guess you could buy Optimum because it comes from Glambia, or the Visco's product. Okay, so that's pretty much it. What else? Okay, so what I'll do is I'll end this part about protein manufacturing. I think I covered all the bases about whey protein manufacturing. I mean, there's not too much stuff left over. In part three, what I'll do is I'll talk about hydrolyzed protein powders. Okay? And as always, if you have any questions, just text me.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.